guys, I've been exposed. I'm not a real developer. My channel's been growing the last couple months. My videos have been performing pretty well. And a result, because of more views, I've been getting a lot of hate on YouTube, especially in the comment section. I've deleted a lot of really mean comments. I just delete them if I see them. I've been getting quite a few comments about, I mean, from people saying, I mean, Chris is not a real developer. There was one today where someone said, I'm convinced Chris is not a real developer because he does not make any technical tutorials. Why do I need to make tutorials when there's so many out there? Who do I have to prove I'm a real developer, right? Gosh. I mean, I can't believe I'm talking about this again, because the last time I think I made a video on this was maybe 3 to 4 years ago. People call me not a real developer. People still say that now. I mean, that's crazy. And I just want to address this. And there are things that people are saying, why do I brag so much, etc. And I don't think I'm bragging at all. And I'll talk about that too. But yeah, I just want to answer that question. Am I a real developer? Of course I'm a real developer. I mean, okay, first of all, I have a YouTube channel where I'm about to hit 120K subs. Do you not think I would have been exposed by other developers in the YouTube universe, in the dev niche, in the developer niche, that I'm not a real developer? Don't you think I would have been exposed by now? Don't you think so? Being on YouTube for more than half a decade? Don't you think I would have been exposed for not being a real developer? I think I would have, right? I mean, look at my LinkedIn account, yo. Junior developer for 2 years. Joint entrepreneur as a mid-level front-end developer. Working with JavaScript-heavy projects. There for 2 years, 4 years in tech. Left that company when I got laid off. Well, I didn't leave that company. I got laid off during the pandemic. Then I joined a startup, moved across the country for it. My last video talks about what happened when I moved across the country for that company. I got laid off. I mean, I didn't laid off. I actually quit that job. And then other things happened, and then I left, and I'm glad I left that freaking company. Oh, my God. Liars. There's just nothing but liars there. And then when I quit that job, I joined a Fortune 500 company. I think they're a Fortune 500 company, New Relic. A company that a lot of people know and use, as a developer relations engineer, backend, working with observability, speaking to developers, helping them use that product. Then I joined an API company after that, a company that focuses on APIs. Developers work with APIs. That's what I had to work on. I quit that job after 2 months. There's a video on that too, about the worst toxic manager I've ever worked with on my main channel. Left that company, right? Then eventually ended up where I am now at Airbyte as a developer advocate. I've been here for what? Since January? So I've been here 9 months. I work for a data integration company that focuses on data engineering. My job is to travel around the world and speak with data engineers around the world about data engineering and data integration, right? I'm going to London in 2 weeks to give a talk at Big Data London, okay? What am I going to do there? Give a talk to data engineers about data integration, about the new connectors, the easy, low-code, no-code connectors that we have created here at Airbyte. I must not be a developer. So when I hear these comments from people saying I'm not a real developer because I make no technical tutorials, I do not need to make a video about me coding to be a developer. I code 9 to 5. I've been onboarding, learning data engineering over the last 9 months, working with Python, trying to be more comfortable with SQL, working with MySQL databases, working with MongoDB non-relational databases, working with Postgres relational databases, working with data warehouses like Snowflake, BigQuery, you name it, working with a lakehouse, data lake, like Databricks. Like, I'm learning all these different things, working with orchestrators like Airflow, right? And dbt transformer data, Airflow to do data orchestration, working with Airflow to help with ETL, ELT. I guess I'm not a real developer. I make technical videos for a living at my 9-to-5 job, helping people learn how to better use our product as a developer, as a data engineer. That is my job. I guess I'm not a real developer. it's just funny, right? And honestly, quite frankly, y'all, it hurts hearing that when people say Chris is not a real developer. I deleted a comment, but I think the notification's still here that I can see it. But they said, I'm convinced this guy isn't a developer at all. And then that's it. That's all I can see. But he said something else about how Chris doesn't do any tutorials. I don't need to. Why? My channel is doing pretty darn well. Right? My channel is doing pretty darn well not teaching technical tutorials. I don't need to. I think it's been working pretty well. I have nothing to prove to anyone that I'm a real developer or not, but I want to make this video to address those questions because it got under my skin. You know, I'm in a position today. I am very fortunate to be in a position today where I'm where no one in my family thought I would be. When people think about who would be the least successful, probably me. Again, I was in special ed, yo. Like, throughout school, middle school, not elementary school, but kids became mean in middle school and high school, where I was a kid people would bully because I was the nicest kid, but I was also known as a kid who was in special ed. I was known as a kid who was so nice you can bully him. I was a person that everyone bullied, but now those people who bullied me starting a couple years ago started asking me for help on how they can become a developer, and I still help them. I was a kid that no one thought would go anywhere because I barely graduated high school. I dropped out of 4 different colleges. I have dyslexia. It's so freaking hard to focus when reading and studying. So being a developer with dyslexia for 6 years is hard enough. But no one in my family thought I'd be here. When I started YouTube, when I had 6,000 subscribers, 10,000 subscribers, do you know what my family would do to me every time I go to a family gathering? Everyone takes out their cell phone like this, okay? Everyone takes out their cell phone like this and say, what's up, YouTube? You know, imitating me, right? As if they're vlogging, because I used to vlog. But now people, they want to have their own YouTube channel. No one believed it. I mean, I didn't either. I'm not going to say I knew that this was going to work out for me. I had no idea that this would work out the way it did. No, I know for a fact no one in my family knew this would be, that I would be where I am. I'm not better than anyone. I sure am lucky, but it's also because of my work ethic and I was prepared for the opportunities that came my way. Again, I didn't think I would be where I am today. This is mind-boggling, yo. It's crazy being where I am today. And so when I see these people have all these mean comments and talk shit to me behind a keyboard, these ninja warriors who will always talk shit behind a keyboard but will never say it directly to my face or make a video about me. It's sad, but I'm done. There you go. I'm a developer. There's no way I'm not a developer. I work for a unicorn company that's valued at over $1.5 billion. Okay. A hyper growth startup. And before I can join this company, they have to do background checks on all the previous jobs I worked on, which are on my LinkedIn, which they had to verify and contact all those companies to prove that I actually worked for those companies. And if there was no proof that I worked for those companies, guess what? I would fail the background check and I wouldn't have received the job offer I received. Now going to this money question. People, understandably, have been saying, Chris, all he does is brag. He brags about the things he owns. He brags about how much money he makes. He just talks about his life. And I'm like, dudes, you do not know me. You don't know what I've been doing since the beginning of my main YouTube channel. This is my podcast, but since my main YouTube channel. On my main YouTube channel, what I talked about is my life. You know, I've been sharing how much I've been making since I was a junior developer, which is when I was making $45,000 a year. Okay. When I was making $45,000 a year, do y'all know where I was still living in? I've done videos in that closet. I'll try to add some B-roll in here maybe if I had the time to do it. I was living in a closet-sized bedroom in the garage in Buena Park, California. when I was still a junior developer. See, what I did since the beginning of this channel is I shared everything about my life. Everything. From the small room I lived in. Actually, no, I didn't even share at that time. I was too embarrassed. But sharing how much money I made. Sharing the brand new car that I got, Nissan Versa. Sharing the new iPhone. I was so proud I can get a new iPhone. Sharing the moments when I finally... when I finally got health insurance. I remember the video of me falling and crying down in my car. Documenting that, sharing that with y'all. Crying because, yo, I have psoriasis. A horrible, one of the worst conditions of psoriasis. It covers 90% of my body if I don't have the expensive medicine that I have today. I was struggling with that for like 6-7 years. I became a developer, was able to afford the best insurance out there. It was expensive as hell, by the way. I shared that moment too. But no one talked about, Chris, why are you showing off about your health insurance, Chris? What I'm doing now is what I've been doing then. Sharing all the things I enjoy in my life that I love that's in my life. Sharing my salary. Sharing that I make over $200,000 a year just from tech. I make more outside of tech than I make in tech, by the way. Sharing that as well. Why? Chris, why does he always have to share his salary? Why does he always have to show it off? I'm not showing it off. Do y'all want to know why I always share how much money I make? Whether if it's on YouTube, whether if it's in sponsors. There's a YouTube channel that's sorry, not a YouTube channel. There's a Discord channel for all of the YouTubers are in this Discord channel, the programming YouTubers, right? I share everything about how much I make from sponsors, how much I make from AdSense, because I want everyone on that channel to know that how much you can charge for sponsors. What am I charging sponsors right now? $3,500 to $5,000 per sponsor. But that's what I charge people right now. For a dedicated video, $15,000. But why do I share that with people on the Discord YouTuber channel? Because I want other people to know that they can make that money too. I share that not to show it off, to help them. Because how many people are this open? No one. I don't know anyone who's as open with how much they make in the tech industry, as much as I am. I don't know anyone. Please tell me if there's someone that you know that does that. I don't know anyone. Maybe one. Another Asian dude, by the way. Actually, maybe two Asian dudes. They happen to be Asian. That's kind of funny. Why do I share my salary as often as I do? Why am I so transparent with how much I make as a developer? I make $200,000 base salary. That's my base salary, not including options. Why do I share when Brex reached out to me to offer me $280,000 a year? Why do I share when Cornbeast reached out to me and offered me over 380, I think it was 370,000 actually, or maybe 390,000, I don't remember. Total compensation. Why? Because I want people to understand that, yo, if I can make this amount of money, y'all can too, and I want y'all to do it sooner. And why is this so important? When I interviewed at New Relic, do you know how much I ask for total compensation? At New Relic, the amount of compensation that I asked for, was $130,000. That's it. I was asking for $130,000 a year total compensation. I wanted the base salary to be like $100,000, then $30,000 in RSUs and bonuses and you name it. And fortunately, my manager, hiring manager at the time, one of the best managers I've ever had to this day, was like, no, Chris, we're going to offer you $180,000 instead. $50,000 more than what I was asking for? Why? Chris, I want you to understand this is what you are valued at. Not $130,000, $180,000. And guess what? Because they offered me $160,000 base salary plus $20,000 in, you know, RSUs and bonuses. When I went to an interview for my next job, guess how much I asked for? $200,000 base salary. Why? Because I was shown what my value is in DevRel. So why do I share my salaries with everyone, especially as a developer advocate, developer relations engineer? I'm not even a full software engineer anymore. I'm a developer relations engineer, developer advocate. I help developers. I still have to know how to code too. But why do I share my income so transparently? Why? Because I want y'all to know that if I could get an offer from a company like Coinbase or Brex or where I'm at now between $200,000 to $400,000 a year, I want y'all to understand that if you're an actual software engineer, I'm not an actual software engineer anymore. But if y'all can as an actual engineer now, how much more can you make? A lot more than I can. A lot more than I can now. You're just showing it off, Chris. No. I want y'all to know it took me 5 years to reach a $180,000 salary. It took me 6 years to reach a $250,000 salary. It took me 6 years to make over $500,000 a year as a YouTube and tech together. It took me 6 years. I want y'all to be able to do it sooner. I want y'all to get the bag sooner. I want y'all to make $100,000 sooner, $200,000 sooner. I want y'all to know to understand. I want y'all to understand your value. I want to help y'all know how to sell that value so you can get that bag that you want. But I learned how to negotiate, and this is what I want to help y'all be able to do too. This is why I share my income. This is why I share every single thing about my freaking life. Because I want to help y'all. I want to help y'all get there and do it. So when I hear these comments, I'm not a real developer. All I do is brag and share so much about my life. I've been doing this. I've been sharing my entire life since the beginning. When I talk about my Porsche, yo, like, I would have never even dreamed that I could afford that. I can afford the $200,000 Porsche if I want. I mean, I shouldn't. Stupid. Why would I buy a $200,000 Porsche? Yeah, like, I could afford the payments, but I don't want to. I'd rather use that money in buying a house or investing in my business. That would be stupid. I'll buy that when I make a million a year, yeah. So it's only 25% of my income. But like, I do this because I want to help people, generally. That's why I do this. You know what? I'm not going to upload this on the podcast, right? I'm on Krishan Talks right now. I think I'm going to publish this on my main channel. So why do I share all this? Because, yo, I share everything. Like, when I talked about my Porsche, I sold it because I don't want my family and my friends to think I'm just trying to live an extravagant life, and I'm not. Why do I share how much I spend on my salary? Yeah, I made $43,000 last month. But my expenses are only like, what, $6,000, $7,000? A lot of people would spend, what, $15,000, $20,000? Like, this is my personal expenses, not including business expenses. Wait, you make $42,000, $43,000 a month, Chris? And you only drive a Honda CR-V? I'm trying to show off, aren't I? Wait, Chris, your house payment is only $2,050 per month when you can afford a $4,000, $5,000 per month rental? Yeah, but I don't need to live an extravagant life. What am I showing off? Yeah, I buy a nice TV, nice speakers, Italian leather couch. I have everything I need. I'm literally trying to see what else I can buy for myself. There's nothing I can buy because I bought everything. Like, there's nothing. Like, and I share this crap because, yo, I had nothing 5 years ago. I had nothing 6 years ago. And I share this because I hope that everything I share with y'all will only push y'all. That it'll only push you to go even further, to keep going. That's why I share every single thing about my life. And so when I hear people say this shit, it's frustrating, man. I'm not going to lie. It's just like, damn. I mean, I understand. They don't see everything about me. Some people might be jealous. I mean, people will be jealous. $43,000 a month is insane. But one thing I don't think people see, what they don't see about me in my life, is the fact that I worked my ass off to get here, okay? I worked hard as hell. The last, what, month and a half, 2 months, working 100 hours a week. 40 to 50 hours a week on work, 50 to 60 hours for my own YouTube channel, trying to grow and research and learn and hire people and interview and stuff, working with sponsors. So people, they see, wow, why does he get to make this much money? Y'all, do you want to work 100 hours a week? I remember working 80 hours a week, never 100. And I remember working 80 hours a week in California, working 3 jobs and still living paycheck to paycheck. Now I could get to work 100 hours a week and make insane amount of money. So, like, I see the opportunity in front of me that I can make this much money. I'm going to go for it. Why would I give up this opportunity that so many people can only dream of? I can see that I can make $1 million a year. I'm going to go for it. Why do you think my team that I hired that works for me is costing me $8,500 per month? I'm willing to invest that much money on my team that works for me. I'm their boss. Why am I willing to spend that much money to get to $1 million a year? You have to be willing to invest. I mean, I'm willing to spend even more money. But that's my risk. What if it fails? I've given away, what, $80,000 to $100,000 to contractors, my team members that work for me? That's my risk to lose, right? and win. And I see these opportunities, I'm going to go for it. That's why I tackle all this. That's why I work so much. That's why I talk so much about, even on, I think on Twitter the other day, I shared how people only see my successes, but they don't see that it took me failing 1,000 times and getting back up 1,000 times to be able to get that one success. I've been doing YouTube for 6 years, and only now I'm making 43K per month, right? Or, I mean, excluding work, so 30K something, right? 30,000 a month. But it took a lot of work and effort, but people don't see that. They just see the success. They're like, Chris, you're bragging. I'm like, dude, bragging about what? I'm hoping that, yo, for those who are doing YouTube as well, hope y'all can get there. But yeah, this is what I wanted to share. Like, yeah, I'm not a real developer. All right. Chris, he just likes to show off. All right, what do I have to show off? I have nice things. It's just things. Oh, man, my eyes are itchy now. That means I'm getting tired. By the way, this is the second take of this video. I did another take, but I totally forgot to hit record. After talking for 20 minutes. In this video, I think I'm talking for 24 minutes already. So, yeah. Anyway, I'm not sure if I'm going to post this on my podcast or my main channel. I'm probably just going to post it on my main channel. Why not? See what happens. See how much hate I get from there. I'm excited to see the comment section. I'll delete nothing. We'll see what everyone says. But, yo, this is Krishan. This is Life a Developer. And I'm not a real developer. I'm a fake developer. And I love to show off. All right. Thank you all for watching and listening. If y'all listen to this on the podcast, watching this on the YouTube channel, let me know. If you want more of this on the main channel, if I post this on the main channel, let me know too. Anyway, thank you all for watching. And I'll see y'all next time. Peace.